From the Houston Public Media Local Newsroom, I'm Eddie Robinson. President Donald Trump's executive order banning the popular Chinese app WeChat continues to be challenged in court. What happens with the app could affect Houston's Chinese community. Florian Martin tells us it's a critical tool for business and family life.
Mei Li is the culture and community director at the Chinese Community Center in Houston's Chinatown. For her, just like for many Chinese Americans, WeChat is her go-to app to talk with family in China.
My parents are still living in China, so every week we use WeChat to communicate.
Li says they could talk on the phone, but that would be expensive and they couldn't check in with a quick text or picture. But the app could go away. In August, President Trump issued an executive order banning, quote, transactions on WeChat. The Commerce Department hasn't defined which transactions this would affect, but it appears people in the U.S. wouldn't be able to download the app anymore. Trump issued the order along with another one banning TikTok. But while most Americans are probably familiar with that app, WeChat is mostly used in the Chinese community, including here in Houston.
Many people call WeChat a super app.
Danny Madrid Morales is an assistant professor of journalism at the University of Houston. He studied the use of WeChat in the Chinese diaspora.
Imagine that you put together Venmo or PayPal and then a flight reservation system, your Messenger, your SMS, your sports news, and then Reddit and Facebook and Twitter all together into one single app.
Madrid Morales says for people in China, there aren't many alternatives because the Chinese government bans most apps Americans use to communicate.
WhatsApp does not work. Messenger does not work. So if you want to keep track of what your family members are doing, you need to message them on WeChat.
The other thing is that it was designed with Chinese language users in mind. Aside from personal communication, it's big in business. Many companies that do business with the Chinese community or with firms in China use the app as well. At Kung Fu Tea, WeChat is primarily used to coordinate with staff at the more than a dozen branches in Greater Houston. Annie Kwan is the manager at the bubble tea shop's Chinatown branch.
Like posting schedules, everybody requests for their day off or any announcement.
Many of her employees are from China, and Kwan says WeChat is easiest for them. At BTIC America Corporation, a Houston-based import-export firm, the app plays an even bigger role. Bill Jang is the CEO.
The businessmen in China, they prefer to use WeChat rather than email. Almost every day, we communicate with them by WeChat.
He says his company uses the app even with some American customers and for internal communication.
Especially since the COVID-19 pandemic, we work at home. So we use WeChat for our weekly meeting and for all, most of the business communications within our company.
If Trump's ban is successful, Jang says his company will go back to phone and email to conduct business like they did years ago and at a higher cost. Mei Li at the Chinese Community Center says a ban would also hurt some companies' advertising.
If it's a new restaurant coming up, they just share their information on the Chinese groups. Or if, let's say, Mala Sichuan has a new dish coming out, they share that in their groups.
And Madrid Morales says it's sometimes used for political organizing. For example, when the Trump administration closed Houston's Chinese consulate, he says protesters organized through WeChat. The administration argues the Chinese government is misusing the app to monitor political speech, spy, and spread propaganda. And while that is a concern for some WeChat users, Bill Jang isn't worried about his privacy being compromised.
I'm just for, you know, for business, for personal content, no secret. I don't worry about that.
A U.S. appeals court recently rejected the Trump administration's request for an immediate ban, siding with the group of WeChat users. Another hearing is set for January. For News 88.7 In Depth, I'm Florian Martin.